好，咁跟住到议程五啦。咁就薄扶林分區計劃大綱核准圖發展下嘅交通評估及影響。咁呢個議題咧係由司馬文先生提出嘅。咁係交通文件二齊動2021號。咁秘書處曾經係邀請咧房屋處啦同埋規劃處委派代表咧出席呢次嘅會議嘅。咁參與呢次呢個項此項嘅議程嘅討論。但運輸處咧就將會幫咧。房屋署作綜合的回覆，規劃署就表示咧係冇回覆，咁同埋咧係未能派員與會嘅。首先請司馬文先生咧簡介議題嘅，唔該。
Yeah, the issue is how much traffic pressure are we going to have in the Southern District and especially Pok Fu Lam with the many developments that are planned. And so the mechanism for that, there are two levels of mechanism. One is a traffic assessment, which looks at the overall territory or the overall area of concern. And then there is the traffic impact assessment that looks at an individual development to see how impacts can be mitigated. But that is usually done once a project has been approved to go ahead, and then you do a traffic impact assessment and see how the impacts can be mitigated. So the question really is the traffic assessment that government has done in the past, and there was a preliminary traffic assessment done by government, and we're asking for that information so we can see what at that point the decision was, and that it was that the assessment was done before the decision was made on the housing development at Wafu. So we're trying to get that from government, and they have said to us that they don't want to give it to us, which is a bit surprising because it's done 6 years ago. It was used for Wafu, and the question is why is government not willing to release it? They say that it was make sure that government officials can do their job without being worried about public debate or criticism. But I think that is exactly why you need information so that you can review government decisions and then actually be see what the decision was based on. Unless the traffic assessment was against the decision to put into place the Wafu development, and that there is a disconnection between the two, I can't see why the government doesn't want to release that data. So there are a bunch of questions we've asked here, and the questions are basically not provided at the moment. And the question here is then, so what is the solution? And so the solution is, of course, that a new traffic assessment will be done, because government says that the preliminary traffic assessment is obsolete. Now, if something is obsolete, it must be because it's replaced with a new one. Simple. If it's not obsolete, then the old one continues to be valid until there is a new one. Then it becomes obsolete. Otherwise, if it is obsolete and there has not been a new one done, then the question is when a new one will be done. And a new one is not a traffic impact assessment, as I made clear. A traffic impact, you have a development, and then you look at the impacts, and you look at how to mitigate the impact, but you're not looking at the overall area on what to do, and what the overall development pressure is, and what the overall impacts on traffic and transport is going to be. So that's a question. When will we have the overall assessment done beyond individual traffic impact assessments that the government has suggested? And then the preliminary traffic is, there are areas, for example, the Pok Fu Lam Road, Mount Davis Road, Smithville Junction. It's very unclear what the assessment is for that junction. We've also seen pressure on the junctions along Victoria Road. We have suggestions that originally government had based on their own assessment, suggested that these junctions along Victoria Road need to be upgraded. But of course, that is not part of the individual traffic impact assessment. That was part of that preliminary traffic assessment. So we've seen parts of it, but the question is really, when are we going to make the information available or do a new one? The pot farm has been subject to a moratorium, and a moratorium means that you don't build because you have too much traffic and you don't have enough capacity. Again, then the question is, how and when are you going to review that? Is it after you've built a rail or before you've built a rail? Is it after you build Wafu or is it before? Is it after you expand Cyberport? Is it after you expand the Queen Mary? Is it after you build a new link to Lantau? When are you going to look at the situation in Port Phalam and say, okay, based on all these new developments coming up, this is what the traffic assessment, our traffic assessment is. This is what our estimate is for the use of the infrastructure in place and the changes that we think that need to be made. And that is on a strategic level. And so the question is, when will that be done? And the answers have not been given.
好，多謝司馬文議員。咁請委員發表意見嘅，唔該。係 ，Ben 唔該。
我想問個 question 問題就係、是，我哋問完之後咧，我哋見到個議程上面係冇政府部門到，係咪有人會回答到我哋所問嘅問題㗎？
咁今日運輸署喺度嘅，咁係咪運輸署咧係會係代房屋署去做個回覆嘅咧？唔該。
我想我視乎情況睇下，即係嗰個問題係關唔關於我哋，或者我哋有冇嗰個資料喺手咯，係咯，我哋盡量答到就答啦，係咯。
係咁咁我哋繼續個會議啦，咁就頭先就住司馬文議員嘅提問。咁部門有冇任何嘅回應？
我哋除咗俾咗個書面回覆之外，應該冇補充。
我對於咧政府部門咧包括係規劃處啦，咁同埋咧。即係其實咧，即係司馬文議員咁有心機咧，即係做出啲提問咧，但係佢哋咧又係咧缺席咧呢個會議，咁樣咧令到我哋對住空氣講嘢咧，其實我都相當之不滿嘅。嗱，不過無論如何，咁我哋咧都繼續咧，即係請即係其實咧會繼續咧去跟進呢個議題嘅。Ben 唔該。
多謝主席，都想問一問，剛才司馬文議員都有提到，我都想問一問有關薄扶林延遲履行權這個情況呢，其實從1970年開始其實都一直存在，去到今天2021年政府是不是繼續是實行這個薄扶林延遲履行權這個這樣的工作呢？就那個內容我想再譯翻多一次，就是在薄扶林那個交通基建得到呢個充分有效改善之前咧，如果新嘅土地租約或者修訂咧，會導致該區有交通流量增加嘅話咧，政府就唔會推出，就唔會批過呢個咁有嘅申請。咁啊，以華貴村為例，當年去起嘅時候咧，就其實係解除咗當年嗰個嘅薄扶林延遲履行權啦。咁啊，數碼港亦都一樣嘅。咁啊，1999年嗰陣都解除咗嘅。咁反而喺而家呢段時間咧，我睇到華富重建嘅時候又冇提過呢個字喎。咁因為都係薄扶林道上面嘅發展上。咁為什麼薄扶林延遲履行權這件事又不見了呢？咁究竟政府是否履行這件事呢？咁再進一步的就是不單止是薄扶林道那個情況，薄扶林道其實是一條通道來往這個的中西區以至南區，咁未來南區都會有一棟港島南的大發展啦，咁同埋 中間嗰個嘅交通流量相當之大嘅。咁究竟呢一樣嘢，頭先我所講嘅薄扶林現車輛權，今日可唔可以問得到？究竟存在，定係我哋可唔可以透過議會再問翻今日冇出席嘅政府部門，佢哋有冇呢個咁樣嘅信念或者一個咁樣嘅規則，佢哋嘅措施會繼續存在咧？咁啊，多謝主席。
係，我哋有請部門回應嘅，唔該。
那個關於那個發展限制嚟講，因為唔係我哋運輸署嘅範疇，咁我諗我哋可以代有關部門去作答嚇。
係，唔該 Philip。
唔該副主席。我啲政策層面嘅想搞翻清楚咧，究竟個 TIA 係房署負責定運輸署負責咧？因為咧一路就住華富道一啲嘅交通問題咧，我都係揾房署去搞啦。咁房署一路都話咧，因為佢哋唔係呢方面嘅專家咧，其實 TIA 佢會揾翻運輸署嗰邊幫手嘅。咁但我睇文件好似而家又要揾翻，又係房署自己做翻個 TIA， 咁所以我有少少混亂嘅。究竟係個 TIA 係邊個負責咧？咁同埋我有啲疑惑嘅就係、是、即係而家華富重建個新嗰邊由土地平整工程都開始啦，咁啊即係但我見文件上仲話呢個即係將來嗰個增加嘅用即係嗰個可行性呢仲係一個研究緊咁嘅一個階段，咁即係究竟即係好似華富重建就即係其實一個都係個 myth 嚟嘅，即係其實都未必真嘅咁，即係我嘅感覺就係咁，咁但係唔會㗎嘛，係咪即係真嘅啦嘛，你冇理由到呢刻你仲未有任何 TIA 做過啊，係咪？咁同埋阿坡個議程都係問啊，究竟以前做過嘅都咁多年前啊，咁係咪都可以做個公開資料咁樣等大家公眾都可以去參與研究，去知道多啲個規劃嘅嘢咧？咁即係我諗呢個係好合理嘅要求，亦都係公眾嘅期望嚟嘅。即係可能都請運輸署幫幫手，就即係。即係解答我呢個疑問啦嚇，唔該副主席。
好，唔該，運輸署唔該。
其實一般嚟講咧，運輸署咧，即係無論呢個啦，或者其實即係總之一般嚟講啦，就係、是、有發展嘅時候咧，咁嗰啲即係提出嗰個發展嘅即係一啲 party 咧，就要入一個即係嗰啲影響評估、交通影響評估俾運輸署嘅。咁我哋作為審批部門，我哋都即係會喺即係睇完佢哋呢啲嘅即係報告之後咧，我哋會即係俾一啲交通嘅意見啦。咁啊，即係確保即係對即係嗰個公共道路嚟講咧，就唔會話有一個好即係重大嘅唔好嘅影響咁樣啦，即係或者不可接受嘅影響啦。咁至於關於嗰個公開資料嗰度咧，我相信即係喺答問題一及六嗰個回應裏面都有講關於公開資料即係守則裏面即係一啲嘅資料，咁我可能即係議員可以睇翻嗰一段，即係我哋嘅回答啦。咁我哋對呢一方面冇補充，係啦。
咁就住咧議題咧，咁其實咧都除咗即係我哋不停視而不捨咁樣去追啦，咁都希望咧政府部門咧，即係其實喺有關資料咧，就同翻除咗當區嘅議員啦去交代啦，或者同埋我哋相關嘅即係其實。即係其實受到影響嘅議員啦，咁其實咧都應該係適時咧上翻嚟議會嗰度去交代嘅。咁我哋希望咧，即係其實即係今日咧，我哋做個總結啦。咁就係咧，希望秘書處咧都代為咧去追翻咧有關嘅部門。咁即係其實佢咧。即係今日佢冇嚟到嘅，同埋佢冇交代到嘅，咁喺之後嘅會議度咧，再同我哋去跟進嘅。係 Paul， 唔該。
One follow-up question. So, how is the area to be included in a traffic impact assessment determined? So, what's the boundary? So, which junctions and road junctions are going to be included, and who decides that, and how is that decided? And then the second question really is on when can we expect the next traffic assessment to be included? Is that after the rail is being done, or is there going to be another study done so prior to lifting the moratorium, or you know, at what stage are we going to do an overall assessment of the traffic on the west side of the island?
我哋有请部门回应嘅，唔该。
关于嗰、那个即系受影响嗰个范围咧，咁其实就应该系由入。即一般嚟讲啦，即我唔讲关于即可能好 specific 关于呢一单，即一般嚟讲，喺嗰个交通影响评估报告里面咧，咁做嗰个交通评估嗰个 party 咧，就应该要即就住即佢哋觉得系一啲重要啊，或者即喺附近受到比较大影响嘅所有路啊，同埋嗰个路口咧，都系应该要包括喺呢个受影响范围入边嘅。咁啊，亦都即系我哋喺收到嘅时候，我哋都会即系去即系睇翻究竟佢哋呢一个受影响范围系咪合理嘅，系啦。
即系政府部门有咁回应啊。
Well, that's from the boundary, but he hasn't answered my question. When can we expect a traffic assessment, an overall strategic traffic review for the western of the island?
系，再请部门回应嘅，唔该。
我谂对于即系比之比即系嗰个薄扶林嗰、那个即系呢个房屋计划嗰个 TIA 嘅资料，其实我哋个回应都好详尽，所以我真系冇乜补充系。
Chair, I must be saying that it's a bit confusing because being told that the assessment that was done 6 years ago is obsolete.So when are we going to do the new one then? I mean, we don't get an answer. And the traffic impact assessments are individual assessments for individual developments. This means that the cumulative impact of all the developments planned for the south side of the island, especially the west, is an issue that is of great concern. And the question is, when are we going to strategically look at this? And we don't get that answer.
系呢个我都有少少想补充翻，就系因为我就系正正我睇咗你书面回应，我唔满意啊！2014年嘅报告你做完出嚟就话啊，其实因为可能会影响到嚟紧嘅讨论，就系啲你部门以内嘅人员可能再畅所欲言，同埋又讲话2014年嘅调查咁，而家睇嚟冇意思，不如睇个新嘅。咁好啦，你几时做过新嘅呢？你做过个新嘅之后，你会唔会又用翻同一样理由，就系话啊唔可以公开，就因为会影响咗你将来在内部去讨论嘅意见收集？咁你呢、這个完全唔合理嘅、哦。咁你惊内部会俾人去指点嘅，你不如直情讲话啊某部门去讲乜嘢，你唔指名道姓系边个人去讲嘅，咁你咪可以俾份报告我哋去睇咯。所以我真的没有理解，那你浪咁多人力物力做份报告又不可以给我们看，你做乜鬼啊？
是不是我？多谢。其实呢我理解呢就真的这样，因为我看到呢、那个书面回复其实呢你们都有个答复呢，就是讲话呢是涵盖埋那个南港岛线西段呢来去即是有做这个的TIA 的。咁南港島線西段咁，其實你即係都即係政府都交，即係都叫收到嗰份叫建議書啦。其實咧有好多嘢咧，亦都已經係即係叫你哋認知，以至到公眾認知都做緊嘅時候咧。咁其實我理解咧，依啲資料咧，亦都係冇乜嘢係不能夠公開嘅。咁我唔知道呢方面嘅困難係喺邊度啦。咁但係我即係純粹想喺度講咧，就係、是。即係依個嘅，即係整個華富重建嘅嗰個影響咧，其實係大到即係大到，其實係講緊係以至到去到香港仔啦，以至到係啊成個南區咁得兩個主要入口嘅時候，咁其實可想而知咧，其實個範圍咧，我理解司馬文議員啱啱嘅意思咧，其實就係正正就係講緊就話，到底會唔會呢個嘅交通影響評估其實淨係講緊一個好細嘅 area 嚟去做咧，因為其實過去。即係一啲嘅規劃，可能經常為人救命，正正就係依個位嘛，就係話啊，喂，你冇火絲到一啲意外嘅路口嘅嗰個問題。咁所以咧，其實咧，我呢方面固然之啦，好希望你哋係能夠即係盡量公開到相關嘅數據，公開到相關嘅評估啦。咁另外一方面咧，亦都希望咧將個意見咧係納入去，即係你哋未來會做或者你哋已經做咗嘅嗰個 area 度咯，係啦。
有冇即係部門？我頭先見到部門係有點頭，有咁係咪有任何回應咧？唔該。
首先關於即係可能書面都寫咗，不過都 即係可能略略講幾句咧，差大家少少時間，就係話咧，即係佢都有講過 timing， 就係喺問題五個回覆嗰度，就即係喺較接近華富偵察同埋重建前，咁咧就即係會都會有個交通影響評估啦。咁佢會包括啲乜嘢咧？就係會包括咗咧，即係除咗佢自己呢個發展帶來嘅交通影響咧，仲會包括區內現有同埋規劃咗同埋承諾會發展嘅項目嘅累積交通發展，亦都會適當地去考慮南港島線西段開通前後嗰個情況嘅。咁我相信即係即係都解答咗頭先一部分嘅問題啦。咁至於另外一啲就關於話點解即係嗰啲資料唔可以公開啊？又或者可唔可以俾嗰個受影響嗰個範圍？即係你哋即係呢一個嘅提問咧，咁我諗我將即係有關呢啲嘅即係你哋嘅疑問，我打翻俾我的同事，咁佢哋即係再即係我備悉翻啦，亦都即係亦都睇下考慮，睇下有冇啲資料可以俾到你哋咁樣啦。係啦，咁啊，但係即係咁應該就冇再有補充啦，係啦。
好，咁委員就住頭先嘅仲有冇其他嘅追問？咁如果冇咧，咁我哋做翻個總結啦。咁我哋咧就要麻煩秘書處咧，咁係將我哋今日咧呢個嘅會議記錄啦，咁樣咧就交翻俾規劃處啦。咁佢咧係去即係其實即係佢係要正面回應翻咧我哋嘅提問嘅。咁就唔好話唔關佢事，又唔出席我哋會議啦。咁我哋結束議程6。